today, this charter, which has been 2 years in the making, is published, is launched, and it represents a network of Jewish people who do not want in any way to be associated with Zionism and with the state of Israel. They don't speak in our name, and we want to be absolutely certain that we speak in our own voice. In refusing Zionist colonialism, Zionist imperialism, Zionist genocide, we act in a long Jewish tradition of struggle for liberation and against exploitation and oppression. That tradition, from which many of us come, has really been hidden by the Zionist action, and the fact that it has organized the most extraordinary censorship of what we are doing and who we are. When we launched, and that is of course because they work with the United States, our partners with Bush and his allies, and they have really organized to center the Palestinian resistance, the Jewish resistance, the other than Jewish resistance to Zionism. What the international, what IJAN, as we choose to call it, has taken as its project is to make clear that that resistance exists and has grown in recent years. It's been extraordinary, the welcome that IJAN has so far received. We've not really been public until now, but people welcome what we are saying in a way that was not to be expected by what you read in The Guardian. Today, or very soon after today, there will be launches in continental Europe, in France, Italy, Germany, and Switzerland, in India, in Israel itself, in Latin America, in Morocco, in Canada, and also in a number of cities in the U.S. So that the other thing that you need to know is that the Charter, first of all, directs itself to its own membership, that is, to the membership of IJAN. This is not the opening of a debate. This is the opening of increasing activities, actions, organizing, connections, networking, making visible the opposition to Zionism everywhere in the world. Taking always its cue and its direction from the resistance that Palestinians, despite many barriers, have been able to continue and expand.